Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then came to a group of people whose tongues and lips were being cut by iron scissors. As soon as the lips and tongues were cut off, they came back to their original condition. This continued without stopping. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked about this, Jibreel alayhi salam said, "These are the preachers of your ummah. That is those who, as the ayat says, they preach what they do not do. In other words, they preach to others but do not practice themselves." Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed an area with lovely fragrances and cool breezes. Jibreel alayhi salam informed him that this was the fragrance of Jannah. Then they then passed an area stinking of disgusting smells. Jibreel alayhi salam said that this was the stink of Jahannam, Baytul Muqaddas. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived at Baytul Muqaddas and got down from the Buraq. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tied the animal to the iron ring on which all the previous Anbiya alayhi wa sallam had tied the animals. Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Masjid al-Aqsa and read two rakats of Tahiyyatul Masjid. The other Anbiya alayhi wa sallam were already waiting for him in the Masjid. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Musa alayhi wa sallam were also from those who were waiting for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After a short while, many people gathered in Masjid al-Aqsa. A muazzin called out the azan and the iqamah. Everybody was waiting to see who would be the imam for the salah. Jibreel alayhi salam held Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the hand and took him forward. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "I led all of them in salah. When I completed the salah, Jibreel alayhi salam asked me if I knew who had read salah behind me. When I replied that I did not, he said, 'All the anbiya who were sent before you, every single one of them read salah behind you.' According to another narration, even the angels came down from the skies and also read salah behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out from the masjid, three cups were placed before him. One had water, the other milk, and the third contained wine. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose the cup of milk. Upon this, Jibreel alayhi salam then said, 'You have chosen deenul fitrah, the pure deen. Had you chosen wine, your ummah would have gone astray. And had you chosen the cup with the water, your ummah would have drowned.' According to some narrations, a cup of honey was also presented to him. He had a bit of this as well."